The idea for Streampreneur came from reading Jen Griswold's book, Mission Entrepreneur, Applying Lessons from Military Life to Create Success in Business Startups. I started reading this book a few years back when I was first starting to contemplate the idea of starting my own business out of necessity. I was a teacher and had experience working with youth for a notable amount of years, so while I felt confident in my job, I had no idea what it would take to create and run a business that would utilize my academic knowledge, work experience, and life goals. Let's just say I had no idea where to start. And so it happened that I was led to Jen Griswold's book. This one right here. I remember considering buying several books at the time, but I ended up gravitating towards her book for many reasons, but mainly because of the way she went about her book, which combined relatability to my own situation and directiveness, as in she was determined to provide direction. She was determined to be practical. To express this more simplistically, she managed to balance validating feelings and providing practical advice and ideas while being encouraging and uplifting. The fact that she is a woman who knew all too well the struggle of juggling so many things at the same time was an added bonus, as she made me feel represented. The element that sealed the deal for me and I took the leap of financially investing in the book, as I purchased it both in Kindle and paperback format, was a strong sense of service towards others that it invoked. It was very community orientated. Not only did that resonate with me immensely, but I felt this extreme feeling of relief of almost, finally, someone understands me. Because of all that, I felt I could trust the information she was relaying in the book. I was not disappointed. It is a great beginner's book into entrepreneurship, which is why I highly recommend you give it a try. I still to this day find myself going back to it. And so it brings us to the origin story of how the term streampreneur came to be. At the beginning of the book, Jen Griswold coins the term millpreneur. Let me show you. I don't know if you can see right there. So she combines military plus entrepreneur, meaning a veteran, military spouse, or members of military community striving to build a business and live, give, serve, and grow. And so in this module, we have adapted her idea to the following: stream plus entrepreneur equals streampreneur. Definition: a person who invests in themselves by developing their transversal skills through stream while striving to build a business or thrive in the work environment and live, give, serve, and grow. So the question becomes, could you be a streampreneur? And if we work with youth and hope to support them to become streampreneurs, then should we not consider becoming streampreneurs ourselves? After all, our job already entails half of the streampreneur definition, that is the live, give, serve, and grow part. Having said that, though, that does not mean that you need to start your own business. If you look at the definition again, you will see that it leaves more than enough space and room to include people who want to thrive in the work environment in general, or whatever setting that might be in order to live, give, serve, and grow. Therefore, in the context of youth work, what you could do is take this journey together with the youth members that you're working with, experiment together, and learn together. All you need to do is be there to support, observe, and facilitate the process. So once again, more than anything, this module is an invitation to consider viewing the use of stream hands-on activities as a means of communication and connection with the youth you are working with. And so to end this segment, if we are once again to tailor Jen Griswold's Millpreneur book to our context, then that would be the following. Streampreneur, applying lessons from stream education to support youth entering the arena of entrepreneurship and the work environment as they navigate their lives.